West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Villarica City Council on Tuesday hearing comments from the public regarding the city's initial intent to opt out of the statewide homestead exemption program established by House Bill 581 and approved by voters in November of 2024.
I'm asking for all of you to vote no on the option of opting out on SB 581. This is what we the people voted for. This will not only help the residents of Villarica on their house taxes and insurance, but will ensure that not only the current residents remain, but more people will relocate here, providing more dollars flowing into the city coffers.
Also among the public speakers on Tuesday, Mount Zion Mayor Eric Robinson, who suggested that opting in to the exemption would not have a great impact on the city's revenue.
In our city, it's right at 50% of our residents even qualify for this. Just riding through your town, I would say it's less than that for you, because commercial doesn't qualify, rental property doesn't qualify. This only is a homestead exemption for your primary residence. There will be no loss of revenue, actually, but it was an overwhelming majority to put this line item in.
And the homestead exemption, if approved by City Council, would limit how much a home's value can increase each year due to inflation. Villarica's final public hearing on the matter before City Council will vote is February the 11th. A 70-year-old Carrollton man could be spending the rest of his life behind bars after a weeks-long investigation found he was illegally distributing opioid pills from a residence in Carrollton. The ACE unit executed a search warrant at the home of Victor North, where investigators recovered over 1,700 opioid pills, along with a firearm and U.S. currency. Evidence suggests that North had effectively established a residential pill mill selling the highly addictive substances from his home. North, already a convicted felon, faces multiple possession and selling charges. Whitesburg City Council this week approving the hire of a new police chief. Sergeant Keith Creel has served as the city's interim police chief since November of 2024. He now takes on that role full-time. Creel officially replaces Chris Gilliland as chief. Gilliland resigned from the position last October. Creel has worked for Whitesburg PD for several years, and before that was with the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. And with baseball season just around the corner, tomorrow night, the Carrollton Center for the Arts plays host to the memory of one of the all-time Major League greats. Get a glimpse into the world of baseball legend Jackie Robinson, whose life and career during a bygone era of separate and unequal locker rooms, whites-only hotels, and restaurant backdoors. The play showcases the hopeless humiliation of a star player showered with adulation on the field but a second-hand citizen outside the stadium. Jackie Robinson, A Game Apart, is Thursday night at 7:30. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.